Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last night had to do a lot of come-from-behind action in that game, but found a way to get it done 127-113 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now they will take on the Washington Wizards coming up tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have all the action right here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game will be at 7 o'clock with Mike Conney. Steve Holman will have the call starting at 7:30. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, back with us for another year. Lauren Williams is joining us. She, of course, is the Hawks beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work. And she, of course, is on Twitter at Williams Lauren L. Lauren, as always, thank you for joining us tonight, and happy to have you back with us again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, JC. I'm always happy to be on.
So, you know, it's been a mixed bag in these first four games. I thought very winnable games in the first two, and especially given the opponents. And then, you know, again, last two games, really good win last night. DeJounte was excellent. But, you know, this feels like a game that, okay, now we got this first few games off, you know, out of the way and under our belt and all this kind of stuff. Now you have to take care of business against Washington at home. Like, this feels like a game where, okay, let's go flex our muscle. Good win last night, but we need to come home and start getting this thing on track for what it needs to be.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Obviously, nothing in the NBA is ever given, just because you never know, you know, even with some of the good teams, you never know what you're going to get out of them each night. But I absolutely agree that the Hawks have to go out and really start getting on a good path, getting a good rhythm after getting these two wins over the last couple of games. You know, first Milwaukee on the road, and then picking up their first win at home over the Timberwolves last night. So, yeah, you definitely want to see that they have some carryover from what worked in these last two wins. And as you said, they start getting the wheels under them and really taking off.
You know, Lauren, DeJounte Murray, we touched on it. He was outstanding last night.
Yeah.
You know, again, on both sides of the floor, though, and, you know, it really does seem like he finished with 41. Mm-hmm. It does seem like that, you know, when he gets his offensive game going, there are those moments where his defense really picks it up as well. When he's getting in that rhythm offensively, hitting mid-range, you also start to see that defense come alive where it's a steal here or he causes a turnover here as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, Trey said it best when they lost to the Knicks on Friday night last week, that at that point they were having their offense affecting their defense. And you really want to make sure that you're seeing everything click on both sides. And I think one of the things that Quinn Snyder talked a lot about is just that, you know, with defense, it needs to be a decision that they make each and every night. And I think we're starting to see them make those decisions. And, yeah, I've been really impressed with DeJounte Murray's game on the defensive side of things. Sunday night, he was facing off against Dame, holding him to, you know, no points in that first half. Mm-hmm. I believe 0-for-6 shooting overall. And on Monday night, I'm sorry, I'm getting my days mixed up. It's true NBA form here. But, you know, he was great on Anthony Edwards in that second half. You noticed that Quinn Snyder kind of made that adjustment of having Murray kind of shut him down a little bit more. And so, you know, when he's feeling it, as you said, he starts to get into a rhythm. He said that after the game, that he's a true rhythm player. And so now I think that he's had some good games under his belt. He's in a good rhythm now. And so you want that to kind of trickle over to the rest of the group, particularly Trey, who, even though he's been averaging his usual 20 points or so a night, it's just like last year at the beginning of the year. It's been a little bit efficient. He's getting a lot of that work done at the free throw line. So you just kind of hope that, you know, how well Jalen Johnson has been playing, how well DeJounte has been playing, will trickle down to the rest of the guys, even including DeAndre Hunter. He's had a pretty solid start to the season as well. We can't forget him.
So along with that, Trae Young is shooting 31% from the field. He's shooting an abysmal 24.1% from three. Again, the reason he averages 21-3 is because of the volume of shots. Even last night, I mean, 22 shots, you know, last night. But what has been his struggle? Has Quinn or Young talked about what has kind of been the issue, you know, through these first four games? Or is it just kind of getting your sea legs back underneath you?
You know, I think it's kind of just figuring things out still and how everything is going to fit in this new system. I think one of the things that's been refreshing with, you know, how Trey has been in these struggles is that he's continuing to find people for opportunities and he's not relying on himself. You're really starting to see him trust his teammates. Of course, like you said, you want to see that number start to trend in a more efficient direction in terms of his own scoring. But I think it's kind of he's figuring it out. He's figuring out what defenses are throwing at him. And yeah, I think it's a matter of that he's starting to sacrifice a little bit more. And unfortunately, maybe it's starting to affect him on his scoring.
Lauren Williams joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Hawks beat reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So right now, defensively, they're in the bottom third as far as points given up goes. And I know I've heard some things from Quinn Snyder about the idea of, you know, hey, he's still asking a lot of these guys and asking them to do some different things. But, you know, again, we've talked for – you and I have talked this about this a million times. Just this has been the big issue for this franchise is just playing good defense. And, you know, again, I know it's only four games in, but still they're giving up over 116 points per game.
Yeah, I think with this team, it's going to be a constant battle for them of having to, as I just said, you know, make that decision to defend each and every night. And as you see, whenever things are working for them really well on the defensive end, it's really clicking. And now it's about that consistency. You know, they started the night off allowing the Timberwolves to shoot over 70% from three, over 70% from the floor. And that's going to definitely affect, you know, that defensive rating there. But I think it's just a matter now of them finding that consistency, executing each and every night in all four quarters and not, you know, giving up an inch. I think one of the big things that Snyder wants to see is just making sure that they're contesting shots and they're not giving up easy buckets. And that's kind of been their bugaboo a little bit through those first four games, is that they're
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They're just not completing plays on the defensive end where, you know, they'll start off the possession really, really great. And then they forget that they haven't gotten the ball back so that they can get back in transition, and they let the guy on the other end kind of pick up and get another shot at the basket. So I think it's just now they have to just make sure that they continue to finish out possessions, execute, and not give up second-chance points.
Jalen Johnson has had a really good start to the year. He's averaging 29.5 minutes per night, and he's had a chance to start as well. Does he look more comfortable to you? Does he look like a guy who's kind of really taken a step forward and feels more comfortable in the role that he is playing right now?
Absolutely, and I think that trickles down from the fact that his teammates are all rallying behind him, but you're also just seeing how hard he worked this summer. You know, we know that he worked out with LeBron James and that trainer that works with LeBron pretty frequently. And we're seeing that kind of pay off right now. He looks a lot more comfortable in his reads. He looks more comfortable shooting the three ball. And he just looks comfortable getting to his spots and being a facilitator for the rest of the guys on the floor. And I think that's what Quinn really wants to get out of him, is just the variety of skills that he can put on the floor, whether that's in the starting lineup or coming off of the bench. And I think the big thing that Quinn really wants to emphasize is that it's not necessarily a Jalen or Sadiq question. It's just a matchup question. And I think in these past two games, the matchup has been a little bit more favorable to have Jalen Johnson in the starting lineup, because you have a lot of size in the Bucks, you have a lot of size in the Timberwolves. And so, I think that's kind of one of the reasons why we're seeing Jalen start these last two games. And He's going to add a lot to the bench if that's where he goes, and he'll add a lot to the starting lineup. And I think one of the things that Quinn Snyder said in one of the last two media availabilities that we've had with him post-game is that it's been refreshing for him to work with a team that of guys that know their role and have taken up the role with no question. And so now it's a matter of, will we see that for the rest of the season? If he's going to continue adjusting the rotation, because we have seen a lot of different combinations in the first four games, and we've seen a lot of different rotations, whether that's him going to nine guys with AJ Griffin or him keeping it at eight, depending on the matchup. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how this continues to shake out over the season. But absolutely, Jalen has looked very comfortable regardless of where he is in the rotation.
So I do want to ask about A.J. Griffin, because, you know, obviously as a rookie last year, you kind of work yourself in and get yourself, you know, some minutes and earn yourself some minutes. And he was average. I mean, for the year, I mean, when you look at, you know, again, not playing a whole lot early on, still averaged 20 minutes per night. And look, I know that's injuries and different things that factor into that, but it's been 8.5 minutes. I mean, it's a pretty significant amount of minutes for a guy that should be more comfortable in his role. Why is AJ Griffin not getting on the floor as much as what we saw, you know, even at times last year? You know, again, injury aside, why do you think he's not getting on the floor as much?
Yeah, I think Quinn has always been a guy that has valued experience, and he has a lot of trust in the eight guys that we've seen play significant minutes. But you know, he is going to continue being open to everything, especially when they need the spacing that AJ Griffin will provide. it's tough when he's a guy in his second year. When Quinn came in, he was right in the middle of that shooting slump, if you remember. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, Jalen kind of got back into the rotation, was because of the versatility that he provided. And, you know, he showed Quinn a lot of positive things. But I do think AJ is a very valuable part of this organization, of this rotation. And I think we're starting to see him get his confidence back, and he's hitting those shots again. So I think the more that he continues to hit shots, the more that he continues to show growth on the defensive end, that's how he's going to win his way back into the rotation of, and get significantly more minutes.
Lauren, last question for you.
Absolutely.
Clint Capella averaging about 25 and a half minutes in these first four games. And that continues a five-year trend of, mm-hmm. you know, his minutes per night being reduced. And part of that's injuries, mm-hmm. and he's getting older and all that kind of stuff. But do you see a scenario where at some point this year we see Okongwu's minutes pass Clint Capella to basically save him, keep him for the long term? Could you see Okongwu's minutes actually surpass on a nightly basis Capella's minutes?
You know, that's something that I've been pondering a lot. And I think that, you know, the Hawks continue to value Clint Capella. They continue to value Onyeka Okongwu. I mean, they wouldn't have given him the extension if they didn't. I think with Quinn, it's very much a matchup dependent scenario. I mean, we saw Onyeka and Clint on the floor together for the first time on Sunday night. So I think it just depends on what is working and what combinations are working. But yeah, I mean, it is interesting to see how Clint's minutes has reduced. And I remember thinking about it last night and saying that he didn't play the entire fourth quarter. And I think it was just because of what was working, and that combination of allowing DJ to kind of get that space with the shooting and the scoring. It just worked in the Hawks' favor for them to have Okongwu as the big in that situation. But there are going to be nights where they need Clint Capella, particularly when they play the Pelicans this coming Saturday. I know Jonas Valanciunas has been a bit of a challenge for Okongwu in the past, and it's just a better matchup if they play Clint against him, particularly with Zion also there. So, I think there are going to be a lot of matchup decisions that we're going to see Quinn really try to flex his ability to adapt on the fly. We know that he's kind of a mastermind of throwing out different combinations and seeing what works, particularly because this is his first year. I think we're kind of in a bit of a wait and see situation right now, but Quinn has really been a guy that's just stressed how much it comes down to matchups and what's working. He's not going to deviate from that. So it's really hard to tell, but if we're looking action wise, the trend would say that Okongwu might eventually surpass Clint in terms of minutes played. Yeah.
Lauren Williams covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work, and she is on Twitter, at Williams Lauren L. Give her a follow there, and she joined me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show. I always look forward to talking with you, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, sounds good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.